You know, I always have a wish that every time you go to see God, to meet God, like this. I wish to see you smiling a lot more when you come and greeting people, and people see you smiling. You know why? Because that's a moment, you know, of joy to meet the Lord. Because even though you are in happiness moment of life, smiling because the Lord, you can present it to the Lord. And maybe moment you're suffering, your life is messy, you have no way to go. Come to meet the Lord with your smile because you will put your trust and hope that the Lord will uphold your life. Is that that's why we're beautiful? That the response to the psalm says, the Lord upholds my life. Because with him, he can elevate me into different place that I never expected. Right? I hope that. So next time you come to see me, just smiling. I don't care if you're sad or you're, but just smiling. Right? And I hope, I wish I can end my homilies here. Right? I think you will be happy. But I'm not ending here. You know, there was a few years ago, there was a shock happened in the Vietnamese community in Orange County. There's a criminal happened in the community that never people expected will happen. A man with well educational killed his mother. And she is a well known to the community as well. She was a single mother who took them to America and working so hard with as a being a mother, but also as a father to teach and to work so that they can have a good education. And most of her children, all her children is have beautiful degree, all beautiful. And the oldest one is a man expected by his mother to be a doctor. After, even though after he graduates from Berkeley with so many degrees and a master, a PhD, but his mother still wished to have a doctor in the house so that she continued to ask him to take that degree. You know, out of pressures, he took it and he fell into depression. And he took many long time to heal his depression, continued to take medication. And one day, that's happened. He took his mother's life. You know, my brothers and sisters, look at that strategy. We see that we, the mother, is out of goodness. We want to something, an honor. If I'm a mother, I want my children with all good background degrees so that we can honor and be proud of, right? But you know, sometimes we make a wrong purpose. What you want, because we want people will look at us, value us with high honor by our position in society, by our title in society, or by our occupations in society. Every one of us, when I worked in California, all the parents, you know, that's Vietnamese, all they want the children to be an engineer or doctors. I don't hear anyone want to be a priest. Because priests didn't really respect and honor much in the United States. But in Vietnam, back in Vietnam, priest is high level. That's why I want to become a priest because of that. I'm thinking I should go back to Vietnam now. But then you know what? This is how we are value a human being, right? We usually make that standard. We look at that. That's why we judge people by their value. Because of their skin, because of their positions in society, because of their language, because of all their titles. I can put, like, Father Reverend Benjamin, MD, a PhD, whatever. So people will, oh, he's a good. Right? So we make that all kinds of value. But according to that, is that value demonstrate the person is, the value of human beings? No. The human beings were valued by because of his personality, his morality, and what his behavior in action demonstrate that value of that person. Not because of his title, not because of his job and his, you know, his standards in society. These are all the pride that we set up. We have that tendency, not only just now. When I look at that, the devil put that temptation right in the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, because they want to be like God. See that? They have different position. God created them to be human, right? But no, they want to switch that. They want to even a high standard to be like God. To what? So that they can control. If we look at our society, if you are in high position, you have more power, right? And when you have more power, you can control others. Or maybe you can control, after you have power, you have benefits, money. So all that come about. That's why we're looking for that. And so not only this is in 2,000 years ago. Last week, we remember last week when Jesus talked to prophesied about he is a suffering Messiah, the suffering servant who come down here to serve and to sacrifice his life, right? Peter didn't understand that. Peter said, no, that's not what we expected as a Messiah is. We follow you because we want something from you. Same thing today. The gospel say, Jesus mentioned again about that. I am the Messiah, but the Son of Man come to die, to save life, to be humble service. And these disciples not understand. But they still expect they have something, positions in his government. When Jesus conquered the Romans and kicked out the Romans, he set up the country, and they wish one of the position in his government. That's why they want. That's why they want to be prime ministers or something like that. So they ask, they discussing and even arguing among themselves who will be take the highest position. Jesus know about that. When Jesus asked them, they don't answer it because they know that they don't stupid like Peter. If they say it, Jesus will blame them right away. Right? They are very smart guy. They silent. But Jesus teach them again and again the lessons that we used to fall into. The lessons of humility. Because that is the first lesson Jesus taught when he become human like us. The incarnation, the Christmas, is the sign of humility that God wants to teach us. If we want to be like God, but God now wants to be like human so that he can share with all of us about, teach us about to be humble. When we humble, we open ourselves. You know, that is something about. St. James wrote a very beautiful letters. You know what? Jealousy, all these orders, desires, come from our hearts. So that make our lives separate from each other. And so the pride is from the disorder desire from us. We want something above others so that we can be different from others. But Jesus said, no, that not be so among disciples of Jesus Christ. Because we are the one, follow Jesus, have to imitate him, to be humble servants, to serve with our love for one another. That is he calls us to be. And so especially as a disciple, this one Jesus taught to his disciples, not to the crowd, okay? He talked to those who follow him because the danger of pride can set very bad example for others to look at. Not so with his disciples. Especially I'm thinking about my priesthood. You know what? This is something. When I was like, I told you I want to become a priest when I was young because I want people to serve me first. I will sit at the first honor table, you know, so that they can serve me first. They serve food, drink, everything. I don't need to touch my, I don't need to do anything. You know, in here I have to serve myself. You know that. And sometimes I have to go and shopping for them too because they are so busy. So if other band, we so busy, you can go and buy supermarket and buy for me this and we will pay you back. See that how nice this is in the priest in America? We're truly servants. But you know what? This is something, the temptation about. When I become a seminarian, I love to be a priest so that people will look at me differently. You see that I can stand in here, look at this view of investments, and people come and say, hello, Father. This is how I told to my father who, when I was young, because he grounded me a lot, okay? Because I'm very crazy, I don't know. So he said, when you grow up, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be preached so that you have to call me father. See? So I want honor. This is something about, we always looking for honor or recognition. That's why we want to strive to climb up the level so we make ourselves different from others. Like when I become enter seminary, the only one thing I wish is that I just want to be a priest, simple priest, to serve. Beautiful. That is fundamental, that a vocation, a visitation that God wants, Jesus invite me. But when I become a priest, what is next? The temptation is about, oh, Ben, you should become a pastor so I can do whatever I want, right? I'm in charge. I'm a pastor, so I'm in charge. Carrie, you cannot tell me what to do, okay? See, that's a temptation to be a pastor. When I'm a pastor, now I'm thinking about myself, say, ooh, this one. I should make more repetitions to my bishop so he will recognize my efforts. One day, hopefully, he will nominate my name to be a bishop next. Oh, that's so beautiful. Right? I start to want to wish and climb up. And after that, maybe God willing, I become a bishop and thinking, oh, this, and maybe I'd make more my name known and reach out to other bishops and maybe make my names known so that I can claim up archbishop. Maybe archbishop, I will go and smooching around people, all the archbishops, so he can make me cardinal, especially the Pope. Yeah. Some guy this morning said, Father Ben, you don't wish that, just preach up to cardinal. You don't need to be a bishop or archbishop. But you know what? Jesus reminds us like this. No matter in position you are, if you are not have a humility servants like Jesus, you make a big mess. You make a big mess. And so that's why I remind myself all the time, no matter what I'm in position, look at my heart and say, I called to be humble servants. You are too. So that we are called to that moment. Because humble servants, you know what we should do. We always not think, just look at God as our master. Whatever we do for the glory of God, not for me. Even in your life, no matter your job doing, maybe you are a doctor, you are a teacher, you are a catechist, and everything you do, not searching for your glory or your benefit. But say everything is a ministry that God put into my life so that I can serve the people with my humility. Right? I wish that we would take that seriously. Because, you know, like I say, pride is one of the very deadly sins. Because it costs our life, other people's life, a mess. So what follow Jesus Christ, that is the only lesson. And Jesus continued to repeat to teach his disciples again and again and again until people hang himself on the cross. This is also the sign of humility servants who are ready to offer his life for all. So when you are serving, when you are in the position that God called you and put you in, think about Jesus, not think about yourself. Because when you think about Jesus, you will say, whatever I act, I will act like Jesus. Whatever I do or I say, I will say like Jesus to others. So I will look at others as my brothers and sisters.